When you look at ITIL, there's a couple different ways you can think about this. ITIL has sort of come from behind and is kind of now merging into what DevOps practices are talking about. When I originally got into ITIL, I'd say maybe it was probably 8 or 9 years ago, I used to go to these ITSMF meetings, and it was funny. So one of the conversations people would have is, how do I maintain my CMDB, my configuration management database, manually based upon change management practices? So they do change management practices, and that would enable their teams to update a manual record within the configuration management database about the application they're supporting. And the conversation was also about, how do I limit the content of my CMDB so I have less things to update and I can improve my accuracy? Well, that was sort of a start, but the result of those practices was that they never really came to a period where they were successful, because nobody trusted the data. The second generation of configuration management ITIL is what most people think about today when they think about CMDBs. They think about, I'm gonna go get a bunch of data out in my environment, and I'm gonna bring that data back into my configuration management database so I know what's out there. Well, ultimately, it's still patterned on the same kind of scenario. It's patterned on this idea that if I just know what's out there, I'm gonna be able to support it better. The next generation is this configuration management generation 3. Configuration management generation 3 is declarative configuration. It's not just discerning what's already out in an environment, it's about saying, this is what you should look like. You should always look like this, and if you don't look like this, you should change back to looking like this. And when you go to do your deployment, it's always the same. And if you go to do your deployment, it's deploying to a state that you know is going to be the case, the deployed instance within the environment. You know that your infrastructure is going to look a certain way because you defined it to look that way in your code. You defined it to look that way, and then you can validate that it's actually applied. So configuration management generation 3 is a big shift in the way that you understand it. You're still understanding what's out there. You're still able to go and gather inventory, understand the deployed application, where it sits. But you're also then able to say, here's what the configuration should look like, and I know it's actually deployed because it's declarative in nature. It's not just a script that's executing over and over, and sometimes that script's successful and sometimes it's not. It's taking that configuration and shifting it and saying, you should look like this, apply yourself to this. And if someone changes it, automatically change it back. And one of the platforms that Microsoft has built for that is something called PowerShell DSC. And we'll provide you with a link to some successful presentations about how PowerShell DSC can be implemented within an organization and how it gets integrated with tooling, either within Chef or within the upcoming Azure Automation platform, that both allow you to be able to integrate through PowerShell DSC to a heterogeneous environment.